Okay, we're Nevcha Tevel Al V'Yibamis. And so we had two Pshatim in Rav, how to understand the Mishnah. Why, if a married woman there's been a rumor about a married woman having an affair with a guy, let's say with Shimon, she's married to Reuben, having an affair with Shimon, that Shimon shouldn't marry her. Because if Reuven divorces her, Shimon should marry her because he's continuing to spread the rumors. There's an argument or two answers about how Rav learns. Does Rav hold that a rumor itself is not a reason why he shouldn't marry her? It's only if there were witnesses that forced the man to divorce his wife in the first place, Reuven to divorce his wife, then Shimon shouldn't go ahead, but then his mom's like, Osir. And we're talking about a case where there were children. Oh, that's one way of learning. The other way of learning is no. And even a rumor, it is a strong rumor, you shouldn't marry her because you're just strengthening the rumor.
When she's married to Reuven,
she's married to Reuven. There was a rumor that she had an affair with Shimon. If Reuven divorces and then she married Shimon, it proves that all along they had a relationship. That proves the rumor is right. So, but according to other opinion, Rav agrees that a rumor is enough reason that you shouldn't marry. Why continue to allow the rumor to fester? So why does Rav learn Pshat in our Mishnah? We're talking about witnesses is because our Mishnah is talking about where there were kids. When she had kids from the first husband, we don't want then that they should divorce or anything else because they did get married, because then the children will be starting to have fakers. Whose children are they? When she was married to Reuven, were they really Reuven's children or somebody else's? So in the kids, the only time we tell her you have to leave your second husband is if there were witnesses that saw you guys have an affair, then you have to leave. Otherwise, you don't want to. Otherwise, rumors, you do leave. Now, according to the first bit, the rumors, you don't leave. So what about this Bryce we just learned from, that we said it's Rebbe. Rebbe holds that even a rumor, if a guy sells incense, spices, goes into your house, and then you when he leaves, you see things, signs, that it seems that he had a relationship with a woman, that she should divorce her first husband. That's Rebbe. Rebbe is the one who moves from the rumors. Up top of the page. The husband walks into the house after the spice merchant left, and he finds menalim hapuchim tachamit. He finds shoes overturned. So therefore, it must be that there's somebody else's shoes. So me is Tate, she should leave her husband. Tredi gemore menalim hapuchim, upside down shoes. Lech zeh demaninu. Why don't you turn them over and see whose shoes they are? If they belong to the spice merchant, then obviously something happened. If they don't, then nothing happened. Ella means mokem menalim hapuchim. There are no shoes there, but you see marks there that there were shoes there before, and then you see the spice merchant leave. We suspect that something happened there, and therefore, what's he doing inside the house? And the shoes under the bed. So therefore, Rebbe holds that suspicion is enough grounds to divorce from the husband. Says the Gemara now, Hilcha said the halacha is kavasid Rav, the rules like Rav, which means that you need dafka witnesses before you say don't marry. The Hilcha was the Rebbe that even rumor is enough to get a divorce from her husband. Says the Gemara, it doesn't make sense. Kashi Hilcha. These two halachas don't make sense. Answers the Gemara like Kasha. It depends. If there's a rumor abound, but the rumor eventually stops, so then the rumor means nothing. That's Rav. You need witnesses before we say get divorced. If the rumor continues and festers, then Rebbe is right, you should divorce. A rumor that doesn't stop. Even though Veleka Edim and there's no witnesses, Kerebi says the rumor continues, must be some truth to it, so therefore let them divorce. Call it the pasuk, a rumor that stopped. Why? Now, why did the rumor stop? Because another rumor came out and said it's Bubba Mises. Then only Ika Adim, the witnesses that they had an affair, is Kerab. That's when you divorce. Says the Gemara, call upon a rumor that's ongoing, you tell her to divorce. How long should the rumor be ongoing for? Akama. Amar Abaya, Amrali, my mother told me, the one who raised me told me, that Doimi the Masa, that she thinks in the city is Yoma Palga, a day and a half. If a rumor festers for one entire day and a half a day, that's enough grounds to divorce.
That's also legitimizing Lashon Hara. It might not be true.
True, but it wouldn't spread if there's no truth to it. The Loi Amaran is pretty strict. Pretty stringent, this Rebbe here, that it's rumors. You know how many false rumors people, I don't like you. Oh, you're such a model, make some conditions there. We're talking about a rumor that continues for more than a day and a half, but didn't stop at all in between. But if it stopped in between, then it came back. The fact is it stopped, and therefore it's not considered a rumor. But when did we say if it stopped? It's no longer a rumor, even though it comes back. If it did not stop because the one who was telling the story was scared that it'll be beaten up by this man. The reason why the rumor stopped is because they were threatened by the person the story is about. You better stop the story. That's not called a rumor stopping because he did out of fear. When do we say a rumor is valid, then we have to get her divorced if it lingers on for more than a day and a half? Elder Leka Oivim, she has no known enemies. Or the husband has no known enemies. Avalika Oivim, they're enemies, then they're just slandering, malicious rumors. Oivim who the afkila the color. That's the enemies who are producing the color. So, no matter a person who's very nice, everyone likes, and yet this rumor came about, must be some truth to it. With the smoke, there's fire, sometimes. Unless you have a valid reason to believe that it's not so. Says the Gemara Tanahasa, and we learned that Hamoitzi es ishtai mishum shemra. If somebody divorces his wife because he heard rumors about his own wife that she's having an affair with somebody, and if he says, I'm sure there's some truth to it, get out. He divorces her. Lo yarze, even though later he finds out it's not true and he feels bad and he wants to take it back, he's not allowed to take it back. Why not? But let's say she does. You're not allowed to. Very interesting reason why. The reason is very simple. But if we allow her to take it back, every time a man gets a divorce his wife, he'll go to court later and say, when he sort of comes a bit more, he settles down, he'll go to court and say, oh, had I known that this story is about my side, I never would have divorced in the first place. And therefore, my get that I gave her was based on a false, I thought that she was having an affair, it turned out she didn't. My whole get was Bob Mises, and therefore she was never divorced. If she was never divorced, when she remarried, she had no right to remarry, and then all children, I'm saying, we don't want that to happen. So we're telling every man who divorces his wife because you think that your wife had an affair, you should know you can never take her back again. So you better think twice and get some proof. Same thing is Mishum Neder. The same reason if he divorces her because she made a divorce and he didn't realize that he can, or he wasn't interested in breaking her Neder. And then she married somebody else and then he realized what an idiot he was. You want to take her back? He said, Fafalm. Because otherwise you'll start saying every time. Every time you divorce her for a reason, you'll start saying, oh, had I known that this reason wasn't true, I would never have divorced her. And therefore the get is not a good get. No, she remarried all the children. I'm Zaydim. Anytime there's a reason, we say to you know that if you divorce, there's no way you take her back. What happens in these cases? He did marry his wife. We tell him he shouldn't. He did. Does we divorce him to divorce her or not? On the tenim, let not mission just now. Hanitin alayish. Somebody was rumored to have committed an affair. If she was married to Reuven and there's a rumor that she was having an affair with Shimon, and we say Shimon don't marry her, Reuven divorced her because of Shimon, because of the story of Shimon. Even though Shimon married Yaitzi, he has to divorce her. Omalei said, me dummy. So therefore, same over here. That if he divorces his wife, no, but every time we tell him that I bought him, don't live with this woman. If he does, we force him to divorce. Omalei, me dummy. What do you complain to Mishnah? Hasam haitziyua. It says in the Mishnah, haitziyua, Bezdin forced this Reuven to divorce his wife. In other words, it's true to the story to witnesses. Over here, it's only the Rabbanon who's saying, look, it's not from the Torah, it's from the Rabbanon. Saying we don't want you to marry a woman if you divorced her because of a neder. So, but if you did, who said we divorced and divorced? But Rabbi Nachman, no, he learned pshat in our Mishnah, not based on a rumor. It's talking about there were witnesses that they had an affair. However, Rabbi Nachman says, I believe that our Mishnah, but even rumors, if we tell the Shimon not to marry her because of the rumor you guys had an affair, then even if he does marry her, we force him to divorce. So here also maybe. But he went, it still is different. Hacha Baal, over here, it's the original husband who's taking her back. Hasam Boyle, over there, it's the person who the rumor's about. And we say, look, don't marry her. And if he married her, we tell her divorce. Over here, we're talking about the husband who wants to divorce his wife. You should know if you're divorcing her because you heard a rumor, you should know you cannot take her back afterwards. Fafal, so you better check it up. Here's the husband, so maybe here's a lot easier. So what's even who's the husband or the one the rumor about? Shapit Ahmed, what's the difference? They're both the same, they're both involved in the story. Hacha, Mar says, very different. Just like in our Mishnah, it says if you get married, we force him to divorce. Maybe also we should force him to divorce. So you know, a big difference. Hasam alume amalakala. In our Mishnah, the rumor was that she was having an affair with Shimon. If Reuven divorces her, not only a rumor, and Shimon marries her, what does that do to the rumor? It supports the rumor. Ah, why suddenly he married Shimon? Because he probably had an affair before. So that's why we force him to divorce, because why should they walk around the rest of their lives and their kids tainted by this rumor? Hawk over here, the very husband who divorced her because she was having an affair, takes her back. What does that tell us? That he found that it wasn't true. It was not true. That in itself is the best way to stop the rumor. Why would the husband take her back? So therefore, maybe if he married her, we'd let her stay married. Hawk, I mean,
the couple took her back, so that then he'll make sure people will think that she didn't have an affair.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
She might have. This way,
why is he trying to protect her when she hurt him? Most. Yeah, actually, it's a very interesting debate. Is the husband loved his wife so much And even though he knows that she's guilty, he's going to cover for her. Or not. It's a famous O. Henry story. The Lady of the Tiger. Yeah, you remember that story? Famous classic novel, The Lady of the Tiger. Good. We're learning more now. We shouldn't talk about novels. Mishnah. Hamevi get mimedinas hayam. If somebody brings a get, the Gemara in Gittin says, which we'll learn later in the Gemara, Gittin talks about if you bring a get from overseas to, if a shliach brings a get, he has to say, b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechtam iso, being written, iso being signed. Normally you have two witnesses over here because of iguna, because of a woman. Try to make it easier, even one witness is enough. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you don't even have to say anything, just bring it. And the two reasons why we say, you have to say b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechtam, either because, how do we know it's written l'shma? We need to know whether fishay became lishma. That's why I say for nechtam nechtam. Or the other reason is because we say ain edim atzurin lekaimer. If somebody comes along and throws a doubt, or casts aspersions on the get, the edim on Israel. You live in Australia. How are we going to prove it? So therefore, we establish it first. We have a guy coming along, and we treat him like two edim. So in the future, if the husband comes along and tries to be impassible, we say, hey, we already have two edim, and so on. Yes, and first mission gitten. But now, if you're not Israel, you don't have to say. So the question is, the Mishnah says, if somebody brings a get from overseas and he says, the shliach then turns around and says to the woman that he divorced, I want to marry you. Since you're the reason why we're allowing, she's a free woman, if you're going to marry her, now somebody starts thinking, hey, maybe the whole thing's above my, so you just did it, so in order you can get your hands on her. So we don't trust, in other words, you can't be in a gay bedover. The moment you want to marry, you become in a gay bedover. However, what happens, he says, Mace, the husband is dead, you're a free woman. Or furthermore, Haraktiv, I killed your husband. Or Hargunu, we, the gang, killed your husband. Lo Yisa Zishtar, you shouldn't marry his wife either. But everyone else can. Everyone else can, you shouldn't, again, you're in a gay bedover. But everyone else can. So even though you're turning yourself into a murderer, you're saying, I murdered your husband, so I'm a Russia. But everyone else can rely on that Adis, and that's what we're going to discuss in a minute. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, Araktiv loitanase ishtai. Araktiv, if he says, I kill him, no one should marry this woman. Because how can we trust you? A person cannot incriminate himself. You're saying, I killed him, that means you're a roteach. You cannot incriminate yourself. However, Hargunu, if we say that we killed him, we'll see the more of the difference is when we means not I wasn't personally involved, I just was there when it happened. Then tanase ishtai. Someone else can marry his wife. Not you again, because you're the gay bedover, someone else can. Says the Gemara, timer, the whole reason is the Medina Sayami came from overseas. Because we need your testimony, and therefore you're in the Geber Dover. What about if you're within Eretz Yisrael? You don't have to say anything. You're just basically a pigeon. You're a mule. You're a carrier. Maybe the Lava Legs, we don't really rely on you. Maybe then you could marry the woman. Maybe you could marry this woman because you're not really in the Geber Dover. You're not saying anything because in Eretz Yisrael we trust her automatically. That's how the din should be. Freddie, what if so? What about if the man says to the that your wife, your husband died? The din is that if a man comes in and says that your husband died, normally you need to aid him. But when it comes to iguna, we're lenient. One aid is enough. And what's the logic? Because this woman is definitely going to do her homework. Because what happens? The husband comes back. If she marries somebody else, then she's a mom's. Then the children mom's aid him, and she cannot live with the second husband, the first husband, all that. Why? Because Isha Dayekes Aman Sebes. She will first do the homework. So, in other words, we're not really relying on the aid. And yet, we say that this aid cannot marry the woman. Look, if you're telling me we don't rely on aid like in Eretz Yisrael, we don't really need your aidus. Therefore, you could marry the woman, not in the gay bedover. So, if the aid comes out, your husband is dead. Why do we trust him? Not because of what he said. We trust him because she's going to do her homework. So, why can't he marry her? He's not really in the gay bedover. Freddy Gemara, Bahamais, the lie, Allah, Kashkim, don't rely on him. Tamama, we say, Isha Daika Minzva, she will check her out and she will marry. Tony Lisa, Isha, not marry. Says the Gemara, Hossam Lekuksava, Hocha Ikuksava. There's a big difference. Over there, when you come and bring a get, you have a piece of paper in your hand, you say nothing, but the document proves that something happened here. So therefore, we don't really need the Aedis at all. We allow him to marry the woman in Eretz Yisrael. But when a guy comes along and says the wife, how do you know the husband's dead? How do you know the husband's dead? Only because of what he said. True, the wife will also check it out. But we need your aegis. Without your aegis, nothing happens. If the woman alone comes in, we wouldn't believe her. So therefore, he should not marry her because it's in a gay bedava. Rashi on the Mishnah, the Gemara, Abba Eretz Yisrael, Hamivik Eretz Yisrael, Ein Tzorich, you don't have to say for never nechtem. But Mest, Lay Elu, Sivri, five lines to the bottom. We don't rely on him. Dichi, Amma, Meis, Baal, the husband died, Hadr, Shor, Abon, and the Suvi. Why do we allow her to marry Lach, somebody else, unless we don't rely on him? You know why the reason why people trust? She will check it out. She'll know for sure. She Meis, Vadai, that he died, but Ach, God, that he married. Says the Gemara, Vaita. How do I know this is right? Because now we talk and learned. Ma ben get la misa. When it comes to a get, there are a number of women. When it comes to misa, the number of women we don't trust. the mother-in-law, the sister-in-law, we don't trust them because they don't like you. Naturally, a mother-in-law is like a daughter-in-law, and a sister-in-law is like a sister, all these five people, they don't like you. They don't like you. But if they come in and they say that here's a divorce, we don't trust them. What's chilek? The chilek is by divorce. We don't need their testimony. It's the paper that really does the whole thing. So we trust them. Comes to Misa, it's the aide who does it. These women Mez harakti haragnu leisa zishrei. Who need leisa zishrei? He shouldn't marry the wife. Halachas, but everyone else can marry. V'homer Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, if a guy comes to court and says, "Polanyi levana zayin," that man raped me loinsi against my will. So he's testifying, and the din is if a man has relation with a man, yichay misa. He's testifying against the other man. Who va'acha mitstarfin lahoga? He and someone else can mitstarf. You know, he's a gay adulterer. He's not really, because he's not saying that he's a victim. He's saying he's a victim. He's not saying that I was a willing participant. I'm not making myself a rasha. And we're focusing on what he did, not on me. So therefore, we'll take his aides. However, if he said little Chinese, but was a willing, complicit party here, so he's turning into a Russia. So we don't trust anything you say. So if I come along and say, I killed your husband, what am I saying? I'm a Russia. So how can we trust him at all? How come somebody else is allowed to marry this woman now? Rashi. To kill the person who did it. I can tell me shiny Aedis Isha, maybe you're right. Normally we wouldn't believe. But even Abi Yisrael, we might over here, we believe the guy because Mishim Isha Kilo Rabbana. We're very lenient with a woman because we want to make her life as easy as possible. But it's not so about Abnasha. Abnasha said, Gazlin de Divreye, when it comes to a woman and an aide comes in and says, your husband died, if this guy is disqualified only Midrabanan, he's a Gazlin Midrabanan. What's a Gazlin Midrabanan? A guy who plays cards, gambles. So Midrabanan, he's not to be trusted. Matei is, okay, we'll trust him when it comes to a woman that her husband is dead. We don't want her to be a Guna. But if it's a Gazlin from the Taida, then we don't take her to testimony at all. Aye, what about the Guna Kula Rabanan? Is that aye, when it comes to Yisurim in the Taida, we don't care about the Guna Kula Rabanan. So how come now Mishnah, when he says, I killed this guy, but Taida, he's not Al Tosh's Russia aid. You shouldn't make a Russia aid. You never trust him. Gazan Divrein Koshal aid is okay. Isha Gazan Divrein Taida Pasul aid. You should not be trusted. So the Chayda name, the only way to learn it is Avinasha. No, Rabbi Yehuda must be Avinasha. Holds like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who says that if he says in our Mishnah, Tanakama says if he says I killed him, other people can marry her. I killed your husband, but Rabbi Yehuda says he can't. So the Chayda Rabbi Yehuda holds that since the guy is in Russia, we don't trust his aides at all. Like Rabbi Nasha, Gazan from the Tei is not trusted. Omer Rabbi Nasha lav davke. Anodami, I hold like Rabbanan that in this case they are to be trusted. And so in this case, I hold that I can hold that a Gazan from the Tei is not to be trusted, but in the case of a woman, to be trusted. What's the difference? You know why Tami Rabbanan? Hocha, kid Rava, because our Tana in the Mishnah holds like Rava. Rava argues Rabbi Yosef. Rava holds the famous concept of Palginan Debura, which means if you come in and say testimony, and part of it is, can it be disqualified? We can divide it in half. We'll say, look, the part that you said Reuven raped you, that Reuven had an affair with you, let's say, it's not the game of who. All we need to know is Reuven had an affair with somebody. The part that you're the one who had it with him, that part will split up. We'll say, we don't trust you. I'll give him the rule. Even though we have another rule that says, Eidush Abakla Miktus Abakla Kula, if part of your testimony has been disqualified, you throw the whole testimony out. That's if it's one testimony. Here, it's really two separate testimonies. When you say that Reuven had an affair with a man, it doesn't really matter to us which man it was. Then when you tell us it was you, that's a separate testimony. So therefore, we do, it's two testimonies. And we'll trust you on one, won't trust you on another.
You say it, though. I had an affair.
Yeah, but we don't really care how you say it. We break it in our minds. Yeah. What's relevant to the first part of it, and what's relevant to the second part? Damar Rava, Adam Karev Eitzel Atzma, you're related to yourself. Ain't Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha, you can't incriminate yourself. And therefore, we'll divide your testimony. So therefore, Rava will follow the Chacham. So, and Lema, so it comes out that Rabbi Yosef will follow Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef says that we don't divide the testimony, has to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but we trust him. And Rabbi Yosef would like to follow everybody. Oh, Rabbi Yosef, I know that I can go get a bond. How can I work out a bond? If I killed him, how come we trust the testimony? Because Shiny Aedis Isha kill a bond, because we're lenient with the women. I, Rabbi Menashe, said that when it comes to women, we're only lenient with the Yisrael Rabban, not Yisrael Raisa. But Rabbi Menashe, I don't agree with Rabbi Menashe. Rabbi Menashe follows Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi. Gazne Frank, my Mafriche Yaini, he playing gambling, races of doves, and Mesachabe could be gambling. It's not called Adis in Israel Shayla, Afhe name Shadim, any Adis, that a woman is not kosher, then someone who's possible with Rabban cannot be used either. Allah Rabbanash, as I said, teaches the Gazne Frank. Rabbi Paul Rabbi Yasev, he also for long playing you about the training, even if he says, I was willing, I was complicit. Who the acham is of lahargo? They can combine. He can combine with another guy to be two adim to kill the guy. La roiva to the roiva. Why? The kibush is the reveya. She kibush is them is gavin la edus neman who edus chavez believed, but ain't neman alas I believe about himself. The mashal amalut tzayni. The part that you said that I did it willingly. That part we discount. The adam kodavet alasami. You related to yourself, but kodapos latest. Bein l'tayve bein l'ra. Hichra ain't alas rosh beiz asad. Not because not because you cannot incriminate yourself. It's because you're a kodav to yourself. That's why you cannot incriminate yourself. I have a rule, Hadar's Peeve, command. We know generally you made it that you owe the guy $100. We trust you. Because the money matters. We don't. Why? Because you're a kadav. And a kadav, the way Rashi learns, is never believed. The reason why you cannot incriminate yourself is not because you cannot incriminate yourself. It's because you're a lady. Exactly, you're a kadav to yourself. Yeah, even though Russians believe, but no less than Menashe. I'm hard to even tell the possible. I were Menashe. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisuf Mukla. Menashe. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisuf learns that Menashe only follows Rabbi Yehuda, and Menashe learns that Rabbi Yisuf follows Rabbi Yehuda. Because each one wants to say, I hold like a chum. Back to the Gemara. Harakti Harguna. We killed him to nothing. Now, why according to Rabbi Yehuda, the difference if he says I killed him or we killed him? If I killed him, we don't trust him. Well, we killed him, we trust him. Because when we teach his word, we said Haguna doesn't mean I was the head of the building, I killed him. It means that I was there. We killed, we, when you say we did it, doesn't mean you actually were involved. You were just standing there and you consider as if you did it, the royal we. I, but of a time we talk and learned. The robber, he went to be murdered by Mekizas Kaputke in the city of Kibikina Kaputke. He told the people in the city, Lahu, go. Go tell the wife of Shimon ben Koyin. Shimon, the son of the Koyin. And he acted by like, killed the husband, I murdered her husband, she's a free woman now. On my way into Lud. Over on the other side, on the way, his way into Lud. They see Israel based on his testimony, they weren't allowed. He said clearly that what he said, I killed your husband, and we trust him. So, Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, you said if a guy says, I killed, we don't trust. He didn't say I killed him. He said I was with those who killed him. So we see that Haragnu means I was with him. That's why Rabbi Yehuda trusts him. It says here that he was a robber. So anyway, he was puzzled to Adis. How can we trust him? Says Gemara, not that he was a robber. He was arrested for being a robber. But who was arrested by who? By the Goyish government. And they were so corrupt. Can't trust that just because they arrested him, calling him a robber, doesn't mean he's a robber. Well, they were going to kill him. They killed him because of Bezin of Goyim. That's why it's a mitzvah pinyin shvuyim by the government. If a government arrests somebody, even though they arrested him, it's full pinyin shvuyim for murder, because you can't trust him. That's why today's whole shaila, if I was arrested today, even today's just system, is it still pinyin shvuyim, taking him out of jail. And also today, you don't get killed in jail. A big machlokes in halacha. One thing is doing right, you know, helping a guy out, but is that the mitzvah pinyin shvuyim? The governments are not corrupt. Yeah, so many hold us not. You have to help them out. But over there, you can see you see corruption. That's right. You can see. But forget Rabashka. I'm talking about, let's say, other cases where we'll have a taste of the need about a guy who was a murderer and a papa didn't want to help him, didn't let him in his house. And he gave him over to the government. And he was going to be killed. Because they knew that he was a murderer. Back to Mishnah. We're talking about suspicions. If a chacham said to a woman, look, you made a neder against your husband, I can't help you. Okay, so she had to leave her husband. She was very, very unpleasant to live with. The husband divorced her. Then he turns around to the woman and says, let's get married. People rightly suspect the reason why he didn't want to give her a way out of her neder is so that he can marry her. Anything which enforces suspicions, we don't want you to be part of it. And we brought a pasuk yesterday where it says, you have a duty that if there's a rumor around you, you can say, who cares? You have a duty to try to stop the rumor if the rumor is about you. And maybe you did something that allowed people to come to a conclusion, which is wrong, and you have an inyan to not to enforce it. says the Mishnah Beneder she needed on Shona no Bailo. She said, I don't have any pledge of my husband. He didn't break her. The husband refused to cancel the ned, and he went to Chacham to be mativ. He couldn't find a way out. Says in of the girl 12 years old who came in front of his rav to get out of her husband. He helped her divorce her from her brother-in-law. He says no problem marrying her. There's three people there. Why would the other two have joined in him if the whole thing's above Meiser? They have nothing to gain. So when there's more than one person, he's not really, there's no ulterior motive, and we say we trust. He's allowed to marry her. No chashad anymore. She bezin kolay me miyana chalitza la asa chachal. We didn't alone. The kain la chalitza miyana gimel. Klasa la chashidim. And I'm worried. Three people. Think about it. Right. Ha he teira. But if he did allow the woman to get out of the neder, and then later on the husband died, he's a marrier. The maya skinan sounds like, what are we talking about? That he was a lone judge. How can a lone judge? It's a state in the beginning. The end of the mission says that with three judges, there's no chashad. And here it seems that there is a chashad. Because when you're matinet, it's a bezdin. And yet we say that if he wasn't able to matin, he can't marry. But if he was able to matin, he could. If he wasn't able to be matin, he can't. Why not? The three people, why would the other two people lie and not try to be mad to her to help him marry her? What for? Three people. It's a one person. That even one person also can cancel another. When he's a mumch, an expert. Time is a bezin. The whole reason is because of bezin. But two people, it sounds like because there were three people, but if it were two people, it would still be choshed. Yet, that now we learn, Maishna, how is it different? We learn, Eidim achsuma asada, Mekah, two Eidim were signed on a field that was sold to somebody else. Val Gedish divorce a woman, but Choshechom Adover said that he can then turn around and marry the woman, because two people, why would the other guy lie for your behalf? So it's our mission, it seems, you need three people, two who are padiv, and then one guy, then we trust him. When we live with ourselves, even two people could do the same thing. If one of the people and have no benefit from it, we don't think that they're going to lie. So why is Amish say three people? No. He's not trying to tell you need three people. What I tell you is that the fact is that a get and a miyun and a chalitza needs three people. Some people say a miyun is enough too. The Mishnah is not trying to tell you, truth matter, even you have two people not chayshit. But over here, the Mishnah is telling you another din that a miyun requires three people. Rashi. You shouldn't marry a woman. Because you need three to be cancel chashad. We ask a question. Konas. What about Kana? You married Maushi Yaitzi. If you did marry the woman, let's say in the Mishnah says a Chacham shouldn't marry the woman if he's the one who didn't allow her to get out of the ned. What happened? He didn't listen to us. He didn't fight us. Do we force him to divorce? Rav Kahana, my Konas Maitzi, got a divorce. Rav Ashi, my Konas, in this case, even, it's only a Chashad, so it's such a small thing. Ainu Maitzi. Taki, you don't have to get out of the marriage. How do you know? Is that you heard from your Rebbe or that's a Svara? Yesterday, Hanitin Mishivcha, if someone is accused of having a relationship with a Shivcha or with a Shiksev, and Ishtachr, or Vicham is guided, don't marry them because you're enforcing them the rumor. But the Imkanas, Aimaiti, Alma, what do we see? The Rinyan of Kinan, just because the rumor. We're following the pshat in the mission that it wasn't because of Eidim, it was a rumor. You don't have to go out. From a rumor, you don't have to go out. Rumors, you don't have to leave. So over here, it's only a rumor. We're only a suspicion that the reason why he didn't help her out is because he wanted to marry Rashi. So we're asking Sai and this mission here, Chacham, and Sai in the previous mission, you brought a get, and you're the one who says before a nechtiv, and we tell you not to marry the woman if you didn't listen. So Gemara is for hide the Amrit Konas aimed you don't have to get out. Berinin with Nerinin Velad Adam Lem. You don't say Hoytzi divorce. Like Domil Nitna Lashi, the house over there, Hoyle Vaitzi, Baila Mipneze, he took it out. The Halach Zevenus and McCoy, though it's me. Stop here. Small one,